Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
G'day, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, the footnotes.
I beg your pardon?
G'day.
Yes, I did notice that.
We're now in Australia, in Belinda Blink 5. So in honour of that, we've all gone away and done a bit of research about Australia, right?
We've immersed ourselves in the culture.
Indeed. I'm going to start off with a little kind of quick fire round on slang.
Oh, yeah.
Aussie slang, okay?
You have to know the language.
Yeah.
And selfishly, this will be very useful for us when we go to Australia very soon.
Mm. Exactly, exactly.
So we can drop some of these in, sound a bit local.
How's your Aussie accent?
I think mine's quite good. I'm not sure if I'm, like, necessarily getting the nuance of, like, where people are from.
It's very Denny Manoig.
Oh, is it?
Yours. Do you think you're from, like, Melbourne? I feel like I'm more of a plummy Sydney girl.
My God.
Have you been in an accident? Or, like, why do you speak like that?
No, I can normally do a good Australian accent.
Can you?
I don't know what's awful. Happened to it right now.
It sounds like one of my accents.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Such a bogan.
I got a lot of... It's good. I got into a lot of trouble on Twitter again with my accent. People said it sounded more like a Kiwi.
Yeah, very New Zealand,
apparently. South African. Mm. So it's not as easy as you think.
I think any of the accents that we do for this footnotes have to be completely disregarded. None of them are going to be authentic.
I don't know what you mean.
I literally don't know what's wrong with you. What is going on?
Okay, so I'm going to give you the slang, mm-hmm. and you have to tell me what it is.
Okay, fine. James already given us one there with bogan, so that's sort of like, that's derogatory, isn't it?
It's not too rude, is it?
I think you can use it jokingly, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's kind of like their like equivalent of rednecks, right? That's what I think it is.
A bogan?
Well, that's what it says here.
Oh, yeah. He's got it written down.
I should do really well at this because I lived in Australia for a while.
Oh, you did, yeah.
I'm essentially a local.
Okay, so first one. What is an ankle biter?
Ding! Like a child.
Ding. A short person.
A child.
Oh, shit.
Short person? At the ankle? Mm.
Well, a child's not ankle height, James. What child have you seen that's ankle height?
Don't look at me like that.
What is a root rat?
A root rat.
Oh, now root means to shag.
Ding.
Oh, ding. Root means to shag.
Yes, it does.
So I'm going to say, like, somebody promiscuous.
Someone who enjoys sex maybe a little too much.
Oh, well done.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well Not done. Possible to enjoy sex a little bit too much, as we know from these books, but anyway. Very good, Alice.
Thank you.
What is a senga?
Ding.
I was going to get the spelling.
Well, I don't need it. Sandwich.
It is a sandwich.
Sandwich.
Well done.
How was that a laugh?
Okay, what does whoop whoop mean?
Ding.
Whoop whoop.
Do you know all of these, Alice?
I mean, I don't know how many times I have to tell you I did used to live there.
It seems like a very unfair game.
Yay. Whoop whoop.
No, it doesn't.
Ah, well, you've had your ding, sorry.
Doesn't mean that at all.
Can you say it again, please?
A whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. Should we go for a whoop whoop? Is it like a quick drink?
It is not a quick drink.
Okay.
Is it a shag?
It's not a shag either. It's the middle of nowhere. So you'd say, he lives out in Whoop Whoop. Allegedly, according to this.
I mean, this is dubious.
What website are you on?
What does crook mean?
Ding.
Ding.
Alice?
It's A criminal.
It is a criminal, but that's not what they use as their slang.
Crook. Crook. Can I have a clue?
No, that's not how the game works.
Because they're easy enough. I don't think clues are needed.
You're a crook.
Why are you Irish now?
Would you call someone... Can I have that clue? Would you call someone a crook?
Yeah. Kind, well...
Don't let him charm you into clues. No, next.
I'll pass. I don't know.
It's being ill or angry. And so the example is, don't go crook on me for getting crook.
Wow, very clear. Thank you.
Rocky has literally written this list, hasn't he?
Yeah. What's a shark biscuit?
Ding.
Yeah, Alice?
A thigh.
Oh my gosh, it's not a thigh.
What are you thinking? Because a shark would bite into
it. Bite
like,
it
thigh.
And love it.
A shark biscuit? Is it a fishy food?
Is it a fishy food?
No, no.
Oh, ding.
Alice.
Surfboard.
No.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one.
It's kids at the beach.
Shark God, that's biscuits. Dark.
Yeah.
Aussies are dark, yeah, though, aren't they?
Aussies are hard to hark.
They're dark and they're filthy.
Yeah.
Do you remember last time we went to Australia together? Oh my God, guys. Oh.
What's an esky?
Esky.
Oh, ding.
Mm-hmm.
A cool box.
Yes, very good.
This isn't fair. This isn't fair.
I love this and I think it's very fair. I forgot that James is really competitive.
He's horrific to do games with. The booze bass. What's the booze bass?
Is that when you are...
Sorry, ding. If
you're sorry, ding. Is that when you're drunk? You're on the booze bus?
No.
Oh.
I do know this. Ding.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the night bus?
No, it's not the night bus. It's the police vehicle.
Oh, yes.
That basically tracks down drunks.
In the street.
And drunk drivers.
Oh, my God.
I can't drive, you see, so actually that's not really in my purview or remit.
Have you ever been to Australia?
I actually used to live there.
Oh, you haven't mentioned it. Cool.
All right, so what's a larrikin?
Ding. Is it?
James, calm down.
Is it?
So sorry, were you ready to answer when you dinged?
Yeah, you have to actually have an answer ready when you ding.
Ding.
Yeah.
Is it a bird?
Nope. James.
Do they abbreviate it? A larrikin?
James, that's not how quizzes work.
Just come on, give me an answer. A larrikin.
Is it a drink? Is it a type of drink?
It is
cocktail?
Not a drink. For God's sake, James, no. A larrikin is someone who's always up for a laugh and a bit of a harmless prankster.
It's Bella. Rocky. Oh, it's Rocky and Bella.
Yeah, both. Oh, this is a good one that's actually fitting for the books. What's a goon?
Ding.
Alice.
An idiot.
No.
Ding.
Alice. Come on, you can't have a go at James for pausing.
No, I was...
Sorry, you can't double ding.
Why?
Because that's the rules.
Oh, great, I can't wait to hear your answer. What's yours?
Ding.
Yeah.
Is it like a sexy guy or a girl?
No, it's not. It's not. Alice, you got
ding.
One more go.
Vagina.
No, it's the best invention ever produced by mankind.
That's the definition.
So you say, oh, that's a goon.
Oh,
so the example
okay.
is a cheap boxed wine that will inevitably become an integral part of your Australian backpacking experience. That's a goon.
Like the trioxybrilla range.
Exactly. It's a goon.
That's a goon.
Yeah, that actually is a goon, to be honest. Okay, last one. What is crack the shits?
Ding.
Yeah.
Do jokes, just like have bants.
No.
Ding. Is it to like have a deep conversation, like to put the world to rights?
No.
Surely not.
Absolutely not.
Tonight.
No, it is to have an argument and be angry at somebody or something.
Give me it in a sentence.
We just cracked the shits. There you go.
Do you know what? That was actually better than I thought. But yeah, Alice, you are absolutely the winner. Congratulations.
I did used to live there.
And we know. And as your prize, you get to go next in your amazing Australian education. Alice Levine.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For the accolades and for the title of the best person.
Get on with it.
On the podcast. I've decided to frame my research around an area that you actually touched on that's quite key in the books. So I thought we might need to know about.
Great.
And that is inventions in Australia and the biggest inventions that have come out of Australia, because I don't want Rocky to be able to claim any of this for his own.
Okay.
Okay, so using just common sense... What inventions do you think might have come out of Australia?
The didgeridoo.
Sure, I'm sure that's true. I mean, I wouldn't say it's one of the biggest...
an invention, is it?
Biggest exports? I mean, are they using it elsewhere?
The boomerang.
Again, I'm not seeing that being used in a business setting.
Toy koala bears.
Great. Guys, I think you're not thinking big enough.
Okay, hang on. So Australia. So air conditioning.
Great thinking. The refrigerator's on there.
Oh, a fridge. Yeah.
They invented the fridge.
Invented the fridge. Some other stuff they invented in Australia that we should thank them for.
Mm-hmm.
The inflatable aeroplane escape slide.
Oh. Oh, please remove all sharp heeled shoes fame.
Absolutely of that fame.
Made famous, of course, by airplane safety videos.
Made famous also by loving that they're there but never having used one.
Well, thank God.
And Alice, sometimes they're used as rafts.
Oh, very much so.
I watch the safety videos. I'm that geek.
Google Maps.
No.
Yes.
Hang on. But how? But Google's an American company now.
Some Danish brothers, Lars and Jens Rasmussen. I don't know if I'm saying that.
So Danish people.
Some Danish people. But developed it in Australia, in Sydney, in the early 2000s.
Oh, hang on. And that's what that movie Lion's about, right? With Dev Patel. He finds his real family from India using Google Maps, and he's in Australia.
Sure.
It doesn't go into that much detail on Alison's.
My article says, yes, that's correct. Some stuff less impressive, because Google Maps, I use that at least 30 times a day.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Plastic spectacle lenses.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I think they had to bulk up the list. permanent crease clothing. I mean, it's the technology that's allowed for fashion innovations such as permanently pleated skirts.
Thank God for Australia.
And to round it off, the black box flight recorder, big one.
Oh, that is big, yeah.
They love planes,
yeah,
don't they?
Do,
oh,
they?
Yeah. Wi-Fi.
What?
I know. And the notebook.
The film or the actual pages?
It's not made clear on the list.
I've also just pulled together some facts which will amaze and astound you.
Will they?
First of all, 28% of the population of Australia admits to having done a threesome at least once.
Really?
Is that for real? That's a massive chunk.
How many?
Like nearly a third, 28%. Wow. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. They're brilliant.
They love it. Australia, 20 million people, 150 million sheep.
Oh, really? And there's more kangaroos than people as well.
Is there?
Mm, pretty sure. Maybe not.
He looks less convinced by the second.
Alice, I've got more inventions for you as well.
I find that hard to believe because that was a comprehensive list.
The ultrasound.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it? Yeah.
Vegemite.
Well, obviously, it only is there.
Delicious.
Not a fan.
Football.
No. What? They don't even play it, do they, there, that
it,
much?
It says on this...
reputable list.
Yeah, it says on this unsubstantiated list... Football, all right?
But then why do they have one called Aussie Rules? Why wouldn't they just be like... Oh, okay, sorry.
Prepaid postage.
Oh, my God. We're not getting into another round of the invention.
This can't be the jewels in their crown.
Did you know the Great Barrier Reef has a mailbox?
Does what? It? That's cute.
Yeah, if you're willing to take a ferry out there, you can send a postcard to your family and get the exclusive stamp. Little fun tourist activity for people to do.
I bet it costs an absolute bomb.
What's the point?
What's the
point? Post from the mainland.
What's the point in a postcard?
I mean, I sometimes post them when I get home if I've forgotten. I mean, that really...
Do you honestly send them?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, clearly not to you two, but yeah.
What do you write on them?
You're just smug, aren't you? Just like, oh, lovely time. Like,
I don't like how the postman can read it.
Well, what are you writing on it?
Well, I don't know. It's just
personal. Had some lovely sex. Oh, I've got a urinary tract infection. Like, what are you going to jot down?
It's the principle of the thing.
If you visit one new beach in Australia every day, it would take you over 27 years to see them all.
Wow.
What?
I don't really understand.
It is a
27 times 365.
Yeah. Which is, of course...
428.
Oh, Australia, very progressive. It was the second country in the world to give women the right to vote in 1902.
Too little,
I mean,
too late.
It's a great fact, but it would be a better fact if they were the first. I mean, I'm sure a lot of places can claim they're the second at something.
Australia is home to the longest fence in the world.
Well, now you're talking.
I know what that is. It's the dingo fence.
Yes, it is. To keep dingoes away from fertile land.
Yeah.
How long is it?
Oh, I don't know.
It's 5,614 kilometres.
I feel like the next longest fence would be like 4 metres. I feel like they didn't need to make it that long.
Jamie, you like this one. There's 60 designated wine regions in Australia, producing 1.35 trillion bottles of wine every year. All the Chardonnay.
Well, that's what I'm basically going to be doing when I'm over there, just so you know.
Well, you drank half of that on your last visit, so...
Yeah, on stage in one night. Talking about didgeridoos earlier, apparently they're a great stress reliever. They reduce snoring and they improve circulation. And it's sometimes...
Sorry, it reduces snoring?
Reduces snoring.
Would you have to sleep with it over your schnoz?
Reduces snoring, but wakes everybody else up in the house.
But makes the noise of a didgeridoo.
Yeah, it just converts the snore sound into a didgeridoo sound.
Which, let's be honest, is sort of similar. You've not really explained that, James. How's it improving your snore situation?
It doesn't say, it just says it does.
Well, I guess if you sleep with a didgeridoo in your bed, you're not going to get much sleep, so you probably won't snore.
The largest Greek population outside of Greece in the world is in Melbourne. Can I finish my fact?
Well, it is.
She lived
there.
I did used to live there, so incredible, incredible Greek food in Melbourne, yeah.
She drowned in olives.
They eat kangaroo. It's a low-fat red meat considered to be a healthy alternative to beef and lamb.
It's very lean.
Shut up. All right, Clever Clogs. How many languages does he speak in Australia?
Clever Clogs! I've not heard that since the fucking playground.
Come on, how many languages does he speak in Australia?
27.
Over 200.
Over, let me finish. 27 times 10 minus 70, thanks.
Including how many different indigenous languages?
40.
45, that's a good guess.
Okay, I think that we're pretty much set for our trip now.
And are you insane?
Certainly for Belinda Blink 5, because, you know, Dad won't have done any of this research.
But I feel like this whole episode has just been a chance for Alice to be smug.
Yeah.
It's been one of my favourites that we've done.
We've had 5 years of that.
You'd be nothing without me. you're welcome, you're welcome. And Australia, you're welcome.
Yeah.
How do you say goodbye in Australian?
Bye.
Catch you later.
Catch you later.
Catch you later.
We're all just saying goodbyes in an Australian accent. All right, fine. Catch you later.
Catch you later.
Fair dinkum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.